Hello, this is James Grumbig with Decentralized.media here on Unrestricted Warfare. I got a very, very special guest, first-time guest, Dale Comstock, who's got an amazing background in the military, paramilitary, Delta Force, you name it, 82nd Airborne. He's been there, done that. We're going to get into my usual, start off with a video of what's going on in the world, like home ownership in the United States is disappearing. Literally, the American dream is dying. Then we're going to have a video of Dale, and then we're going to get into our show. Hang on, people. There is a lot going on in the world. A lot of it's not good, as we know.
I just watched what has to be one of the most horrifying videos I have ever seen on this app regarding our country's financial future. It was posted by a woman named Tiffany. I will link it. She's talking about how private equity firms have been buying up all the single family homes. So up until very recently, we didn't actually have the numbers to say just how many homes they've been buying up. And most politicians across the fucking board, Democrat, Republican, whatever, have been saying, well, they're really only buying like 18% of single family homes. And then economists chimed in and said that if private equity firms are buying up anywhere from 18 to 20 to 23% of single family homes in this country, that by 2030, they would own 60% of all of the homes in America. Well, we just got the final numbers. In 2023, private equity firms purchased 44% of all of the single family homes in America, which means death for our middle class. Our generation will not be homeowners. They will have us permanently renting from like two or three companies. Now, America has a lot of problems, but this should be a unifying problem that every single person who is not part of one of those private equity firms cares about, including current homeowners. They bought 44% of all of the single family homes in America last year. And they are set up to purchase an even higher percentage of them this year. Unless we have major reform, almost all of the single family homes in this country will be owned by these private equity firms in a very, very short amount of time.
Not good news for America. That's all I got to say. I got to love these citizen reporters. A lot of this is how we win this in information wars, waking up each other. And she did a really good job there. Very impressed by that young lady. This is what it takes. Now we got Dale Comstock's one of his videos on his website, which is dalescomstock.com.
The core curriculum for Tier 1 performance coaching is psychosoma engineering. Psychosoma engineering, what is psychosoma engineering? Psycho, we're talking about the mind. Soma, we're talking about the body. It's a nexus between the two. However, the mind-body doesn't function unless it has what? Energy, okay? So that's the third element, okay? When we talk about energy, we talk about it in the idea that it's frequencies, the vibration. It's vibrational frequency, like electric magnetic frequency. It is the driving force behind the universe. It's the driving force behind everything we do. It's the only reason we function. It's the only reason our arms and legs move. It's the only reason we can think, is because of energy. Everything is energy in this world. Even Albert Einstein said it. Nikola Tesla said it. All the great physicists have all said the same thing. If you want to master yourself, you want to understand the universe, you want to be successful in life, you have to understand frequency and how to apply it to everything you do. And that's what we do. We teach you how to use that frequency to be the best version of yourself. People ask me all the time, Comstock, how did you do all these things? Well, I can tell you, I'm an average guy. I may not look average, but I'm actually an average guy. All I did was think differently. I thought with my imagination. I didn't think about philosophically how I was going to do something. I didn't think about, well, willpower, I'm going to do this no matter what. What I did think was through my dreams, my imagination. I envisioned a future, I envisioned the person I want to be, and I created that reality through my imagination, a form of meditation.
I love that. Dale, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I forgot I had that one up, but all right.
Ether's in all of us, right? There's a frequency in the earth. There's 7.86 hertz, I believe, and there's in the air, and at 100 feet up, it gets stronger. So I think the ancient civilizations were actually using that, kind of a free electricity. And we're going to learn about all the truths that and technology have been hidden from us in the coming years. But right now, we're in a war for information in people's hearts and minds. What do you have to say about what's going on the last 4 years?
I don't even know what to say, to be honest with you, other than, holy cow, how did we end up here? You know, I think my dad was probably rolling over the grave right now. You know, I remember my dad was, you know, in the military for 20 years, as I was. And he's very conservative. He's a patriot. And, you know, as I do, he believed in the American way of life, you know, the way it used to be, not what it is today. And I mean, we have gone, you know, this transition we're in, it's not recent. It actually started probably when I first kind of realized there was something going on was circa 2000. And it started while I was in the Army. So while I was in the Army, I remember several things started happening. One, you know, the Army General Shinseki, who came down to Fort Bragg, you know, he saw all the green berets. He goes, you know what? I want everybody to have a black beret, you know, feel good about themselves. So everybody got a black beret and took it away from the Rangers. Rangers had to get a brown beret. And then they lowered the PT. In fact, there were no PT standards. You could just go through basic training, be a fat slob. And then it was up to your platoon sergeant to whoop you back in shape when you got to the unit. Then they dropped the swim test qualification to go into special forces, which I thought was ironic because I had a water team. And so basically a guy could show up at my door and tomorrow I got to go out on a real world water operation. And this knucklehead can't swim. I'm supposed to teach him what overnight, you know, they keep lowering the standards and they were doing that in the military. In fact, it got to a point where I remember I had a private who made a huge mistake. Now I could have Article 15 them, but I didn't. He's a private, he's learning. So I was made new pushups, right? That's what you do, you know. Well, I was in the infantry, you made a mistake, you did a lot of pushups, made you, if you were dumb, yeah. You got stronger. And I remember I did that, and suddenly, you know, I'm being attacked and ridiculed by a junior NCO. I'm a master sergeant at the time. I had a buck sergeant, a female, you know, complaining that I'm making a guy do pushups, how wrong that is. I'm like, what are you talking about, you know? And that turned into literally, I wasn't reprimanded, but I was basically, it was highly suggested that I don't punish the soldier and instead punish him some alternative way. So I ended up making this kid go home on the weekend and write an essay on accountability and responsibility. That was his punishment. It's like, you know, what has the Army turned into? Now it was happening then. And there was many more things that happened at that time. And I just decided, you know what? I don't want to be a part of this military anymore. It's eroding right in front of my face. And I look at it today and I'm just shaking my head, man. I mean, the things that we're witnessing in front of us, the fall of Kabul, you know, and that whole, you know, I don't want to cuss in your show, but that whole crap show, you know, I was like, what the heck, you know, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And, you know, and I gotta be honest, man, you know, I know I'm walking on eggshells when I say this, but I've been a mentor to a lot of people. You know, I do a lot of performance coaching. So I get actually a lot of young men to come to me and go, hey, I want to be a Green Beret, a Ranger, a SEAL, whatever. Can you mentor and guide me in your coaching program to help me through? And you know what I tell them now? I tell them, don't do it. Go to school, get an education, become a sovereign man, yeah. Right? So you're not dependent on everybody else and go your own way. I said, why would you join this military that's basically now defending a socialist regime? Okay. I mean, think about it. And let's think about Kabul. How many lives were sacrificed up until that day over the years, just for what? Just for us to leave all that equipment behind, kill more men at the end and women at the end and walk away and basically empower the Taliban again, give them everything. And we're still paying them money every month. We're giving them millions of dollars, right? This is makes no sense.
It's not making sense. So someone posted a meme this morning I saw on Twitter. I thought it was absolutely real short and sweet, funny to the point. You worked at Tyson's Foods. So if you worked at Tyson's Foods three years ago, you got forced to get the jab to work at Tyson's Foods. You suddenly get laid off this year by thousands of illegal immigrants, right? The illegal migrants but they're unvaccinated illegal migrants. And now you got these Tyson Food employees who are interested in the vax, have no way to get compensation. So going to your point on sovereignty, yeah, it's very important. I was offered to do this and that, and I walked away from opportunities because it looked like a trap or working for someone I didn't want to work for. So it's just me. Let's get into a PowerPoint deck, introduce you properly, and talk about a couple of issues today, and then we're going to get into the show because you really hit some great points there. You know, back in high school, when I was late 70s playing football, I did something wrong in football practice, hit it for 10, champ, right? Push-ups, right? Run a lap, do this, right? You're always getting physically challenged, which is the only way to do it. Law of vibration, survival, right? Sovereignty, I'm with you on this. Dale Comstock, American badass. Yeah, you read his background, you'll learn he's a badass. This is yours truly, James Grunvig, on Unrestricted Warfare. I'm waiting for the Chinese to send me a cease and desist letter using their title from 1999 report on America. Boom, forget it. First topic, Australia signs World Economic Forum treaty to close all major banks and switch to fully cashless society. Dale, your reaction to this nonsense?
I'm actually shocked and appalled because I didn't hear about it until you mentioned it earlier before the show. I never saw that coming. I thought the Australians were a lot like Americans in that, and they are when you, and I know a lot of Australians, I live here in Bali and they come here all the time. A lot of them have businesses here, you know, a lot of tourists, but in a lot of ways we're very similar, but this was shocking when I heard that. And I tell you, I've been saying this and I know you know this, probably most of your listeners know this, you know, first of all, the World Economic Forum is a syndicate. It's a mafia. Okay. Yep. These guys they're all criminals, and the idiots that go there and follow them. And there's a lot of celebrities out there that go right to these forums. They're meatheads and they're idiots too. They're total fools. Okay. Complete fools. But more importantly, when we talk about, you know, the digital, banking system, CBDC, you know, essentially that's the ball and chain, man. Once we are in completely digital currency and there's no banks, you know, as many people have pointed out, the government's got you by the nads because now they control everything. They control your livelihood. They could, you know, if they can control your bank and your money, they control everything you do, your movement. They don't have to come hunt you down. They just basically turn off your bank account, you know, and now we're talking social credits, just like, you know, the Chinese. You get a speeding ticket, you know, and they don't write you a ticket. They just note the license plate, report it, take out your fine out of your bank account, and then restrict your movement. Oh, yeah, when you get an electric car, by the way, they'll control that too, right? It'll be sitting in the parking lot for 30 days until you finish your time in purgatory, and then you can have your car back. People think this is nonsense. Oh, this could never happen. It's conspiracy theory. And I would argue with those people, you have a pretty low IQ or very undereducated, right? Because you need to wake up and pay attention to what's going on around the world. This is the real deal. There's a parallel universe we're operating in. And I mean, when I say parallel, you know, there's the herd mentality. There's everybody just following the herd, not making trouble, not making waves, which is about 80 to 90% of the population. They're going to follow the lead guy right over the abyss. And then there's those that said, you know what? I'm not going along with this program. Those are the ones like the anti-vaxxers, like me. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I damn sure was an anti-COVID vaxxer. You know, everybody plays my separate trail. But we're going down a slippery slope. In fact, I had a guy last night call me at 1:30, an American. It was 1:30 a.m. in my time. And he's just a guy that's been following me on Instagram. I never talked to him, never been before. And I thought he was actually calling me about something business related. And he goes, "Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. I got a question, man." He goes, "What in the hell is going on in the world? What's going on in America?" He goes, "It seems like everything was a lie. History's a lie. Everything's a lie." And he says, what can I do about it? You know, and I mean, he was really irritated and very upset. And I go, "Listen, man," I said, "first of all, we probably don't want to have this conversation on open line because, because let's be honest, man. I have no confidence in the FBI, in the federal government. I mean, they're criminals too, man. So I do not trust my government at all. And I completely believe that they're listening to all of us and they're watching us. But I told him, I said, "Listen, man, there ain't nothing you can do. You'll make a lot of noise. You'll go out to cause some trouble. You'll end up in jail. Like just like the January 6th guys, right? They're sitting there, haven't been charged with anything. They're sitting there stewing, wondering what's going to happen. When's my day in court? Am I going to get a day in court? And by the way, my whole life has fallen apart behind me. My family's suffering. I've lost my job. I've lost my money. And I'm just sitting in a jail cell for what? exercising my freedom of speech. And I said, if you go out to do that, you'll find yourself in the same predicament if you're not dead. And I told him, I said, what you got to do, I said, if you want some advice, I said, sit by, watch, let this thing play out, because there's no stopping this thing now. It's a runaway train. This whole thing we're watching is a runaway train, and it's going to end when the election happens. And here's what's my prediction. This is my prediction. My prediction, Trump is not going to get elected. I predict they'll try to assassinate him. If they can't assassinate him, they're going to make sure that he doesn't get that seat. They're going to do whatever they got to do to stop that man. But there's going to be consequences. And the consequences are this. The people on the right will say, enough is enough. We're done. And this is where I believe the Civil War will start. The Civil War will roll into a revolution. There will be a lot of people held to account. And I'm probably going to get censored for this. And I might even have the FBI knocking on my door before this is all over. But and my freedom of speech, I already know right now, you know, that's going out the window. They're doing everything they can to limit that as well. But what they can't limit is they cannot limit our firearms, and they're not going to be able to take them. And by God, there's enough guns in our country that they can send the biggest army they want, and we'll hand them their ass. I cringe when I hear, I'm going on a little rant right now, but I hear, you know, Joe Biden talk about, you know, oh, your AR-15 is no match for an F-16 or F-15. Let me tell you something, you stupid asshole, man. Here's the reality. Look at the Russians and the Mujahideen. The Mujahideen with flip-flops and sandals handed them their ass. And by the way, in Afghanistan, when you were there fighting Taliban, who guess who got their ass handed to them? Hello, we did. We didn't win that war. Let's look at what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Did the army lose the war? No. The army didn't lose the war. The military didn't lose the war. The politicians lost the war. The politicians and those that were invested in making money in the war machine, they lost the war for us. But at the end of the day, man, you know, let this be a wake-up call to any standing army out there, including ours. If you think that for a minute, in a minute, you can oppress or suppress the American people, you got your war cut out for you, because it's not going to happen. And I said this before, and people don't like the scary part I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it and I'm going to shut up and let you speak. You know, I was in special forces, okay? And I'm a specialist, I'm an expert in actually force multiplication, all right? And what I mean by that is I can go in with a 12-man special forces team and literally build an army with 12 guys. Okay, that's what we specialize in. I don't have to have an army. All I got to do, by the way, we have this thing called a militia, all right? Yeah. That's what a militia is about. And this is why the government fears guys like me, especially old veterans, because we've got nothing left to lose, is they know that we have the capability and the capacity and the training to actually develop these militia armies. But here's the thing. What Joe Biden and all these people, and I've actually heard liberals on an airplane. I had this one guy sitting next to me with two little girls, like 8 years old, two girls. And he was laughing and giggling. And he's showing them a picture. He goes, yeah, look at it. He goes, their M4s and AR-15s can't stop, you know, an army. And I'm like, you idiot. I want to just chastise him in front of his kids, but I'm not going to do that. But here's the reality. Well, if it ever comes to a civil war, a revolution, guess what? We don't go head on with the enemy. We don't go head on with the soldiers. You know what we do? We ambush them and we run. And you know what else we do? We go kill their families. Now think about this. You're a drone pilot. You're an F-16 pilot. Okay. Yep. Guess what? While you're out there flying around bombing my shit, you know, my guys are in the backside bombing your shit with freaking IEDs and taking your family out. It's a psychological war is what it is. And this is why the Mujahideen kicked the Russians' ass. They didn't go head on with them. They didn't have to. And by the way, philosophically, if the Taliban lose one man, no big deal. If they lose 100 men, no big deal. Because you know what? 100 men are going to go get their 77 virgins or whatever you're allotted these days, right? But, you know, when you lose one American soldier, what happens? Everybody loses their shit in America, you know? So that Taliban knew, we just got to kill one American. That's going to have a huge political freaking shockwave. We can lose 100, 500. You know, that's good for us because we get to go somewhere better. We get to go to paradise. So, you know, our own government and our commander in chief is completely misformed about war fighting, knows absolutely nothing about it. He lies to the American people, or maybe he knows better. I doubt he knows better, but his commanders know what's possible, and they should be really nervous. There is no way the U.S. military can stop Americans. No way. If we rise up, they're done. And by the way, I don't believe that the American soldiers will actually turn on civilians. Not at least not combat arms. Why? Because my experience is this. Combat arms is 99% comprised of patriots, people with conservative values, people that believe in the American way of life in the past, not the present one, but the past. And so who are you going to send to fight us? What? Cooks, clerks, and jerks? All right. You're going to arm them or bring it because they have no chance. So, you know, what I'm trying to say here is to the listeners out there, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The big guy on the top, you know, the big man, whatever the hell they call it, jackass. He's got no power. It's all psychological. At the end of the day, we still have the power.
He's a World Economic Forum puppet on top of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. World Economic Forum, that's just a joke, man. Along with the G20 summit and all that other bullshit. I was here for the G20 summit. I got to watch it myself and listen to the freaking dribble that was coming out of there. It was disgusting. In fact, here's the five takeaways I got from it. I'll share this with you because I was actually able to listen to it. One, there's a water shortage. Bullshit. Oh, there's a food shortage. Bullshit. All right. There's an energy shortage. Bullshit. These are all self-inflicted gunshot wounds, right? They were deliberate. Four, there's going to be another pandemic. Oh, you think, you know, of course there's going to be one because you're creating. In fact, they've already created this notional, disease X, right? It's going to be 20 times worse. How do you know it's not, doesn't even exist? Oh, but they'll make it exist. They'll create it up again, right? And the dumb minions out there, the idiots out there will just go right along and follow the Pied Piper right over the cliff. And then the last thing was the Russians are bad. They're going to kill us all. Well, I got an issue with that too, right? So I'm not on the Russian side, but I got to be fair. You know, what's going on right now? Remember, and here's a little bit of history. When the Russians put missiles on Cuba, what did we do? What did John F. Kennedy do? He said, get those missiles off our doorstep or else. And they did. They left and they took their shit and went home, right? Well, we told Russia, that, hey, we're creating NATO 13 countries. We won't expand that and we won't go to your doorstep. Here we are 30 countries later on their doorstep. And Russia said, get out of here. And guess what? We didn't go.
We didn't have missiles there, but we had 46 biolabs, at least 46, and we have 12 CIA black sites, forward operating bases on the Russian border. So, yeah, I'm with you, Dale, completely on history. And if the Russians are fighting the real Nazis from World War II, I'm talking about the Gazarian Nazis, the Satanists. If they're fighting the Satanists, I'm all for Russia destroying the Satanists. And if the Satanists reside in NATO, let Russia destroy NATO. That is exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, right? Ansoff Brigade. Here's the irony, right? So, you know, the liberals in our country, they're all behind the Russians. I mean, the Ukrainians, you know, but wait a minute. You're behind who? Oh, yeah, the Nazis. You're actually supporting the fascists that you call the conservatives in America. And you're supporting them and you're cheering and clapping when everybody got issued an AK-47 to protect themselves. Really? How about that thing called Second Amendment? Oh, you're opposed to us having weapons, but you're all about them getting weapons and defend themselves, right? So there's so much hypocrisy. And you know what? Pardon me. Okay. The people on the top, they're the puppeteers. You know, they know what they're doing. They're pulling the strings. They're manipulators, man. They know the human condition better than anybody, right? But it's all the dumb followers. And it's funny, right? And I say dumb followers because even people with education are idiots that follow these people. They're total idiots and they're useful idiots. And they're just going right along with it. And they're parroting what they're saying. And they are not actually using critical thinking skills. And so, unfortunately, these morons, that's what I'm going to call them because I have total disdain for liberals, okay, and Democrats. I'm sorry. We're done. The days of, hey, we can get along because, you know, we're friends and in spite of our political differences, that day is over, man. If you're a Democrat, you are the enemy within, as far as I'm concerned. You don't kill with bombs, you kill with policy. That's what they're doing. That's what they're just doing to this country, destroying with policy. And so that makes them every bit as dangerous as a terrorist. You know, a terrorist, he uses weapons and bombs and stuff, nothing, because he's trying to change policy. These people are here using the government to change policy and manipulating society to get the way they want at our expense. Look right now with the immigration issue, right? You're right. These are illegal. These are criminals coming across the border. They're criminals coming across the border. Tens of millions of them. And they outnumber the birth rate of Americans giving children right now. There are more immigrants, illegal immigrants coming in our country than we're producing babies. And look at the crime wave that's coming along with it. And now we're giving them debit cards. We're giving them, you know, free travel around the country. You know, we're giving them jobs. Now we're talking about giving them, you know, 2 years free rent on an apartment and housing. And to the lady's point,
living for free in five-star hotels in New York City where I used to live. I got out of New York 3 years ago because I saw the writing on the wall. You're right. I'm not going to sit there and fight the Marxists in New York. I just got out, right?
Yeah, come to Florida.
And let this, like you said, come to a critical mass. I mean, this is just really incredible what's going on in this country.
It's all we can do. There's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop it. And you have to assume that Trump is not going to make it. Not that I want him to make it. They're going to make do everything they can so he doesn't make it. And so what can we do? We can't do anything. They're probably going to manipulate the votes again. Yep. And so when that day comes, you know, we have a choice. We either just take it and let ourselves be enslaved and lose our freedom, and or we do something unprecedented. Well, actually not unprecedented, because we did it before. We stand up and we launch a revolution. You know, it'll be a second revolution in America. That will be the only way, you know, we save our sovereignty and save our country and save our freedom. Otherwise, we're going to go down the same road as Australia is going right now. Literally, you know, literally basically putting balls and chains on all their people at this point.
Yeah, it's the Babylon Beast system that's right out of the Bible, that's for sure. So the second in command of one of Columbus' worst gangs, Santana's, was arrested in Texas. Now, if he was arrested in New York City, he'd be free, right? There's no question about that in my mind.
No doubt. You know, no doubt. Zero bail, let him go. You know, they're doing it all day long there, you know. Thank God for Texas and thank God for Florida. So I live in Florida too. By the way, I live actually in Florida, Bali, and in the Philippines. So I have home everywhere. I have family everywhere. And that's why I claim those three locations.
My wife's from the Philippines. My kid's half Filipino. I'm half Norwegian Viking. So beautiful.
There you go.
So yeah, awesome. Let's go back to Putin. So here Putin is out of Zero Hedge yesterday. Putin basically warns, you know, the West, hey, if you're going to send troops into Ukraine, expect a full-scale World War III. So I believe we've been in World War III since the fall of 2019. Started as a biological war. Then it became a COVID psyop, misinformation war, right? We've seen the kinetic part in Russia, Ukraine in 2022. We've seen the next kinetic phase in Israel and Gaza in 2023. China this year and Taiwan, in my opinion. How do you see this playing out? Are we going to a kind of a more full-fledged kinetic World War III, Dale?
I agree with you. We've been in World War III for a while. It didn't go ballistic or kinetic yet, but basically it was already in play, right? Information warfare, what is it, 4th, 5th gen now? Yep. So we're fighting a different type of war that doesn't necessarily involve, bullets and missiles, but it will, okay, because it always comes down to the man on the battlefield with a gun. Finally, eventually it'll come down to that, But I think we're already in that war, and we're in that war with the Russians and the Chinese. They're gearing up, they're spinning up, and they're going to hand us our ass. I'm sorry. Look, my son's in Special Forces. He's a Green Beret. And, I don't wish any ill will on the military, on the U.S. military. I hope we prevail. But I don't know how we can with the policies in place, the limitations that are put on soldiers, the brainwashing, all this crap that's happening. I just don't see how that's possible. But yeah, we're in a war, and I do believe it's going to escalate, and I think it's going to happen sooner than later because, you know, the Russians and the Chinese read the writing on the wall. They see what's happening in our country. They're just sitting back and they're just biding their time. But there's going to come, a point here, a point of failure where they're going to go, okay, that's it right there. Boom, execute. And you're going to see China go into Taiwan. You're going to see the Russians ramp it up. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to try to push back because, Biden's going to go, look at it, I'm fighting this war, and people are going to get scared. And they're going to probably try to vote for Biden because he's going to save them, which is a lie. He's not going to save anybody. He's going to get a lot of people killed. He's already gotten a lot of people killed. Let's face it. He killed 13 plus people in Kabul. That's all in him and his generals. And he's going to get more people killed. We're in the war. It's going to happen. I'm telling everybody right now, just, buckle up, hold on to your hat, put out your cigarette, because come the next election, we're going to be full on global conflict, and also I think internal conflict in the United States. I think the American people, particularly on the right, have had enough, and I think we're not going to sit there and let our freedom be stolen, and I don't think we're going to be oppressed anymore. I think we've had enough. We're going to push back, and it basically poked the bear, and it's going to get up and start ripping some heads off. So that's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm really wrong. Yeah, but I'm not feeling
with
it,
you
man.
I don't want to see war either, but it looks like we're heading that way big time.
Yeah.
These are different pictures of Dale. Let me read his brief bio. While you take a break, Dale, let me read your brief bio for the audience. Dale Comstock served 10 years in FIRST, SOFD-D, the Delta Force, as an assaulter, explosives, mechanical, ballistic, and manual breacher team leader. 3rd Special Forces Group, Green Berets, as a light and heavy weapons expert, team sergeant, and in the 82nd Airborne Division, 325th Infantry. He also worked 9.5 years as a paramilitary operative for USG and concurrently worked as a contract security specialist, COO, vice president, president for various security companies, applying his skills and knowledge on a myriad of security challenges around the world. Dr. Dale A. Comstock, NDMA president, his real quote is, "The only sovereign you can allow to rule you is reason." Explain that quote, Dale.
Well, it's true. You know, most people don't think for themselves anymore. They get all their information, intelligence, knowledge from the media. They get it from school, which, by the way, that's nothing but a liberal propaganda freaking machine. So, you know, most people don't exercise critical thinking skills. They take information and point blank value, and that's what they run with, rather than really looking very hard and looking deep at the issues in front of them. People are generally lazy, especially these days, right? Life is easy. You got cell phones, you know, we're entitled to things, we get free money, blah, 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 blah. And there's a lack of accountability and responsibility. And so most people are really not sovereign. In fact, most people don't want, they really don't want freedom. And you know why? Because that requires accountability and responsibility, right? I think it was Albert Einstein or Mark Twain that said that, you know?
It also requires energy. I think a lot of these kids that grew up in video games playing in basements, now that required to actually physically exert themselves. And I think, you know, it's a whole different mentality than you and I were growing up, decades ago. So I don't see the same get up and go as past generations.
No, I mean, look, you know, most of the males today have half the testosterone of men 20 years ago and their grandfathers. Think about that. The testosterone. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, but one of them is a sedentary lifestyle. You know, if you want to produce testosterone, exercise your legs and your body, get out, play street football, basketball, and do things like that, sports. Sitting on your ass playing video games doesn't do nothing but deplete you of your testosterone, deplete you of your willpower, deplete you of responsibility, deplete you of accountability. You're sitting there on your couch in your mom's basement and she's serving you Twinkies and Hot Pockets, you know, and that's their life. You know, and unfortunately, not all people are like that. Not all men are like that, but man, a vast majority, you know, I mean, we don't even know what's a man anymore, right? We got judges who can't tell you what the difference is between a man and a woman. I mean, we are completely lost. And so those of us, unfortunately, you know, guys like me, I've been around for a while. I'm 61 years old. You know, I grew up in an era where boys were boys and girls were girls. And it was okay to chase girls on the playground, you know, and pinch them and flirt with them and stuff like that. You know, now it's total taboo. That's sexual assault and blah, 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 blah. The whole world is going crazy. But the sadder part is, while the West has gotten really soft and weak, our adversaries in the East are getting stronger and stronger. The things that we used to do in the 40s and 50s in the military, hand-to-hand combat, lots of physical fitness, you'll kill. You know, now we're like, oh, send them a memo, no fighting, you know, we don't need to go, it's raining outside, take an umbrella. Whether, you know, when you look at the Chinese, the Russians, and the Eastern, you know, East Asians, they're out there getting it, man, like we did, you know, and they're becoming the badasses, man. Yep. And this is why I'm really afraid, man, for our country, because our military has been watered down badly, you know, and I'm like, again, I don't want to disparage the soldiers out there. You know, I know why they're there. Many of them, they didn't go there because they want to lose. They didn't go there because, you know, they need a JOB. And I'm talking about combat armed soldiers. I'm not talking about support people, but, you know, they believe in the American way. They actually still believe that America is great and can be saved. You know, and I'm glad they believe that. But unfortunately, that's also their Achilles heel, because as long as they have that mindset, they will dutifully go down range as they're told to do and do whatever needs to be done, not realizing they're just cannon fodder. Because I look back at Mogadishu, right? Black Hawk Down. Okay, what happened there?
1991.
A lot of people got killed, right? For nothing. The mission was get a deed out. We never got a deed out. Okay. We got a lot of good men killed for Bill Clinton to go, you know, my nose is blood. Just let's go home, guys. And it's like, whoa, a lot of dead men, families, you know, are hurt. You know, they're without their fathers, their brothers, their sons. And because you got kicked, because politically you got kicked in the nuts, you know, you want to pull out, but all these men are dead. Why didn't you complete the mission? That's what's expected of the commander in chief, just like it's expected of the soldier to accomplish a mission, not give up because, oh, we got a little bit of resistance. Here we go. We did that. So we lost people there. Okay. I thought that was maybe just a one-off, but it really was when you think about Vietnam. But, you know, my time, you know, I think about black, to me, Mogadishu was something recent in my lifetime that I can really relate to, although I did grow up during the Vietnam era. And now look at Kabul, same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All these people are dead. Why? Why? Well, we killed UBL a long time ago. Wasn't that the reason we were there? So why were we still there? And why were we playing games there? Why didn't we just leave? And by the way, there was no rush to get out of there. We owned the place. We could take our time and get everybody out orderly, get all our equipment out. But there was a rush. Why was a political rush? I got to do this and, you know, keep my political promises. Oh, yeah. So that's the expense of what? A bunch of American soldiers and Marines. So, you know, again, politics, man, politics, you know, war is an extension of politics. And you got to remember this. If you're a soldier, you're nothing but a pawn. All right. You're just a pawn for the politicians, man. They don't give two shits about you. They're not sending their kids to combat. They're not kidding. Putting their kids at war. You know, they're sending your kids, my kids, to combat. And our kids are doing it because our kids are patriots. They think they're fighting for a good cause, you know, and they're, you know, unfortunately.
It's always that way, right?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, you noticed the big, I would call today, wokeism change in the military back 24 years ago. Kind of stunning. Like that even, I didn't even realize that. It was
sure
that
did.
Bad.
Sure did. I saw it. I saw the writing on the wall, and that's why I made the decision to retire. I didn't want no more part of it. I saw it. It was all happening all around me. You know?
Yeah, understood. So today, you do your Dale Comstock Tier 1 performance training. Talk to the audience about that. What would be some of the benefits for the audience? I know you're, what, a 6-degree black belt? Is that true?
Yeah, I've got a couple 6-degree black belts, 1st-degree black belt, I'm a licensed professional boxer. I can go on and on, but what I do is I do performance coaching, right? And when I do perform, I do several things. One, as mentioned in the video earlier, I do mind-body engineering, right? I teach people how to think, not what to think. I literally teach them the science of success. It's not about willpower. It's not about philosophy. Success is grounded in science. I teach the science. How you think will basically change your life. It will bring to you what you want. Your personal performance will be enhanced. Your future performance will be enhanced. I also run training programs, literally online training programs, where I teach people how to think, do things like close quarter battle, high-speed and technical driving, understanding how explosives work. I don't teach them how to make bombs. I teach them how explosives work. I teach surveillance, counter-surveillance. I teach a lot of tactical skills, right, which would kind of fall in a certain space. Some people might want to know that. In fact, I get a lot of calls for that type of training, not because these people are terrorists, but they're like, I'm scared and I want to defend myself. In fact, a year and a half ago, I had two individuals pay me $100,000 to train with me for 2 months, literally live in Panama City Beach with me and train. Wow. And they wanted to learn tactical skills. Now, here's the irony. One of them was a 28-year multimillionaire Jewish man. Okay. The other one was a 28-year-old Catholic priest who wanted to be a Green Beret. Right.
I love it. So,
think about that. Right. And they actually, I housed them together. They got along just fine. And we did a lot of tactical training, right? We did everything from shooting, to driving, to lock picking, to hand to hand, street craft. You know, it went on and on. It was the Jason Bourne experience. And I asked him, why do you want this training? And honestly, the Jewish guy told me, and I spoke with his father as well. His father actually paid for all the training. And he said, and he was very conservative. He said he's afraid. He's afraid. One, he's Jewish. And he's afraid. He's got wealth. He's young. And that somewhere down the road, he may need to have these skills to protect himself. Now, you want to hear the real irony? So I talked to his dad in December.
Yep.
And guess what? In October, this man died. He wouldn't tell me why. He wasn't suicide. He said he will wait till I come and see him in Miami with his wife. They'll sit down and explain to me at dinner. And my first thought was, this man go to Israel? Because his father said, you know, my son, he's always standing up for the little man. I said, yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good man, you know? And I don't know what happened, but unfortunately, he's passed. And that kind of sucks because I got to know him really, really well. We were very close, you know, for the months that we were together. But I do run those kind of programs because people are getting nervous. They're getting scared. They need survival learning skills. I teach them, you know, post-apocalyptic survival. What do you do in this event? You know, how do you shore up your defenses, your home, you prepare your family and things like that? So I'm not really a survivalist. I guess I am, but not really like a wilderness survivalist, but more of a urban survivalist, if you will, post-apocalyptic survivalist, which I think we're getting ready to go into something like that, you know. So I offer trainings like that. In addition, I also offer various types of services where I recover, recapture, and rescue people that are gone missing or trapped in places they can't get out, and to include interdiction operations where I go deal with bad guys that are like hurting other people, taking money and doing nefarious things. You know, I don't want to call myself an equalizer, but I do what needs to be done, you know, as much as I can as a good person to help other people and get rid of this world of, you know, this the evil in this world. And there's a lot of it. Trust me. There's a lot of it out there.
There is a lot more evil in the world than we can imagine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and when I've been learning about this adrenochrome stuff for the last 7 years, I'm like, really? So so we still got people on a sort of, not only people, but leaders that are satanic pedophiles that kill babies and harvest them to take out the adrenochrome. And this is going on today behind the scenes. It's more coming out in the public. I'm like, this is insane. This is stuff that Jesus came on earth to replace all that insanity.
But I
guess the Malachians and Luciferians didn't want to change. I mean, it's totally insane what's going on.
And most people don't even, they believe it's a bunch of crap, you know, it's conspiracy. You know, when the movie came out, Sound of Freedom, you know, all the movie theaters shut that down, right? You know, they're denying a reality. Listen, I don't want to get into my personal family business, but I can tell you, you know, I have some experience, not personal experience, but experience with human trafficking, and some of the things that are happening, they're actually happening. So when people sit on their lazy ass in America who have never left the border of the state, let alone the border of the country, and they deny all this stuff, all right, they need to get a grip, man, because there's just more to this world than your couch, your living room, and the city or the state you live in. This world is much bigger. And by the way, everybody out here is not our friends, okay? They're not our friends. Yeah. No. You know, and they want to see us go down. And there are people out here that abuse other people in very bad ways, very bad ways. I don't want to get into where I live and some of the stuff it's there, you know.
But listen, I've been to Asia 5 times myself. I've worked 5 summers in Norway and stuff. I try to avoid Americans overseas, be honest, because I think a lot of them are embarrassing, draw attention to themselves for their, you know, they're completely naive. They do zero research on any of these foreign countries, come in and expecting, you know, everything to be like America, like back home. Like, no, the world doesn't work that way at all. You go into a different culture, it's time to let go of your ego and your comfort. And like, you know, like Vietnam is the perfect example. Philippines is a good example, right? Yeah. Hong Kong's a little more modern, but you go to certain places and, you know, it's just poor.
Hong Kong's falling apart too. Yeah, I was living in Hong Kong for a while. I was running a security detail over there for a multi-billionaire investment banker. And so I lived downtown in Hong Kong, and I lived there before the British handed it off back to the Chinese. And it
1997.
Was great. Everybody spoke English, man. You could be in an elevator with an entire family, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, and they're speaking perfect American English. Like, wow. Everybody spoke English. And the schools taught English. It was clean. It was organized. People were friendly.
Yep.
And then when the Chinese, I was there when they started, you know, everybody was protesting on the streets. And by the way, they were waving American flag. They were asking for 2A, you know. Yeah, now they saw the importance of having firearms, and they didn't have them. But they're marching, they're stomping feet, making a lot of noise to see how that worked out for them. It doesn't work out. And so now when I go back, I actually don't want to go back anymore, because every time I go back, they've taken English out of schools. You have all the rural farmers and others. They've moved into Hong Kong, selling their wares.
They moved a lot of peasants from the mainland there who are not just to be honest, right? I mean, my father grew up in a farm. My mom grew up in a wealthy shipping family, but they're not educated on etiquette, decorum,
anything
like that. So you come to a beautiful city like Hong Kong, you're basically bringing in uneducated peasants at the end of the day. That's what you're doing.
That sound familiar? Does that sound familiar?
Oh, it sounds like the open borders. Oh,
that sound familiar?
Totally familiar. But this is how they flood it with garbage. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and unfortunately, I have no desire. I used to. Hong Kong was my favorite place in the whole world. I've been to over 101 countries. Either lived there, worked there, or traveled there. Hong Kong was my favorite. Bali was my second. Bali's now number one, and Hong Kong's on the bottom of the list, man. I don't care to ever go back there.
No, well, it's because it's not the Hong Kong that you visited. And even when I visited in 2011, it's not, or 12, it wasn't that either. It's completely changed now.
Yeah, it's insane, man. There's nothing good. Listen, I know a lot of Chinese people are actually good people, right? Not all of them are communists. Just like all the Russians are not, you know, communists either. You know, there's good Russians, there are good Chinese, there are good Ukrainians. But, you know, when I think about the bad Russians and a bad Chinese, I'm thinking about the politicians, the ones in power, they're making all the decisions, right? Those are the bad guys. Funny, right? Now, when we look at my country, it's like, are all Democrats and liberals bad guys? I would say they're not, but a lot of them are just naive and they don't use their critical thinking skills. So they follow the herd and through association and proxy, they've become our adversary because their stupidity, their ignorance, and their naivety is going to get the rest of us in trouble. You are going to destroy my children's freedom and future. I don't care about mine.
Right. You know, and they're going and they protect the system. The system is destroying us.
Right.
And they're trying to protect the system. It's like, do you not understand what's going on? It's like, are you really up for forced vaccinations? Right. Are you up for the social credit system? Are you up for the CBDC controlling you? How you spend the money? Where you spend the money? Are you up for 24/7 surveillance and everything?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, in London, you have these ULEZ, right? These surveillance zones that they go in and these blade runners and they're cutting down 50,000 cameras, right? And then the government keeps putting them back up. They have like a one pole, they got 5G LED light, surveillance camera, LIDAR, radar. They got everything. And all of this EMF is not the good EMF. This is not sunshine.
No. You know, I'm glad you brought that up about EMF. So here we're going to go in my space a little bit. So this is another thing people don't consider, like EV cars, electric vehicles, right?
Yep.
They don't understand the electromagnetic smog these vehicles produce. When I say smog, it's just like the cell phone. It's not actually a pollutant. It's the energy that comes off of that. It's not natural. You watch, man, cases of cancer and other diseases are going to go through the roof. The more cars we get, You're sitting on a battery pack. You're surrounded by EMF energy, like sitting in a freaking microwave. Okay. And you're worried about inhaling carbon dioxide. Okay. But you're going to kill yourself with electricity because people think they can't see and smell it. It's harmless. It's not. It's dangerous.
It will sterilize you. So if you want a future, you're going to be sterilized. You're based inside a microwave. At different frequencies. None of it's healthy.
No, you know, and people think that's all because, you know, and this comes back to the dumb masses, right? Remember the Roman Empire, you know, what do they do? They go, hey, give the dumb masses bread and circus. They won't even pay attention to what the Senate's going to do. And that's exactly what's going on, right? Yeah. Give them the dumb masses bread and circus, give your EV car, your cell phone, debit cards, you know, stimulus checks, you know, everybody's a happy camper and they're not even paying attention to what these guys are doing, but this empire is also going to fall. It's every empire that's had an eagle for a mascot fell. We're going down hard and fast. I mean, we're going down in flames, man, because of this thing. People have to wake up and stop, you know, and here's the other thing I have disdain for is when people go, well, you know, I just turned the news off. I'm just tired of listening to all this negative. I go, that's exactly what they want you to do. Your bread and circus is turn it off and go do something like play a game. They don't want you paying attention. They don't want you questioning anything, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're that guy out there going, I don't want to hear this news. I'm just, you know what? You're weak. You're weak because your life, your children's lives, your freedom, your welfare is at stake. You either pay attention and be leaning forward in the foxhole or you're going to get buried in the son of a bitch. But you can't be just being ignorant and naive to it. And this is what most people would rather do, right? It goes back to what I said earlier. Most people don't want freedom because it requires accountability and responsibility. We have freedom. Everybody has freedom, but they don't want it. They don't want their accountability. They want free shit, right? It was Jeremy Bentham in the 1700s, a philosopher. You know, he couched the term hedonistic utilitarianism. Basically, people want to pursue pleasure and avoid pain. We don't want to do the hard shit, the right shit, and be successful. We want easy stuff, you know? And we give them easy stuff. Hey, you don't have to get passing grades in school. You don't have to pass the grade. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to, you know, hell, you don't have to come to school, right?
They're lowering the bar and everything, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And AI, oh my God, AI is the kiss of death. That's the kiss of death because people don't have to think anymore. It's like, wow, we're going to be a world full of freaking zombies, man.
Zombies, you know? Pushing buttons. That's all we're going to do, yeah. And typing in stuff. And eventually not typing. Eventually it's just talking and having one-on-one conversations, right? Yeah. You're not going to need a keypad in the near future, the way this is going.
Nah, we're circling the drain. I
circling the drain.
I had hopes for a while there, but I'm resigned to the fact that we're way too far down that road. There's no coming back. A lot of people 6 months ago, you know, they thought I was crazy, and now they're like, you know, I think I'm.
We're not on FEMA camps yet, and we're not going there because we're going to go to Revolution before you ever get to FEMA camps.
Absolutely, man.
A lot of people have woken up in the last 5 years. I'm going to say that right now.
That pandemic woke a lot of people up. You know, unfortunately, it didn't wake everybody up because I'm still seeing these monkeys running around here with a mask on, driving a car, walking around the woods with a mask on. Like, hello, what are you wearing a mask for? You know, you're in a car by yourself. You know, there's a look in that. We already know that the whole mask thing has been debunked many times over.
Your immune system, if you stay healthy, Dale, it looks like you're very healthy at your young age. Your immune system is your mask. People don't realize that.
Well, not only that, you know, you should, you know, for example, in one of my daughter's mothers, you know, keeps giving her, every time she gets a cold, take her to the doctor, give her an antibiotic. I said, stop. I said, let the child's immune system build up its own resistance. You're going to have to expose her to germs and viruses. That's how it works, right? But we've gotten so brainwashed and inculcated into this mindset. We got to run to the doctor and put drugs in your body, man. The drugs is the worst thing you put in your body. Sorry. I'm a naturopath.
God designed us perfectly.
Yeah. We're designed to heal ourselves. If you just put the right nutrients in it and you exercise, the body's designed to heal itself.
You need some sunlight. You need some exercise. You need good nutrition, right?
Yep. That's it.
Even a little God in you, even a little spirituality, that's important, right? To raise your frequency.
Yep. Yes. All right. The right mindset, you know, be positive, stop being negative, you know, so what do we do? You know, that's the question the guy asked me last night. He was like, really, he was getting pretty anxious. He's like, Dale, what do we do, man? What can I do? What can I do? I'm ready to go do something right now.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Ready. Yeah. Right. You're not going to fight the system. The system is going to stall you.
Yeah. Right. And I told him,
if you become a rebel rouser, they're going to try to put you in jail somehow or raid your house at 6 a.m, usual FBI style.
I told him, I said, take a knee, drink some water, relax. I said, let this thing play out. And in the end, then the time will come. You know when the time will come. You know, we'll all know the time is here, you know. In the meantime, we're not changing nothing. Listen, we can sit here and yell and holler, point fingers, make all the noise. We are not going to change anybody's minds. Everybody that's on board with you and I are already on board. They're convinced. We're not going to convince the other
ones. That's correct. Right? Anyone see with a mask on now, we're going to get a vaccine, let them, because you're not going to change your minds ever.
Yeah. No, exactly. You know, and there's a term for that. It's called information escalation bias, you know? So, you know, and it's actually a psychopathy where if you say a lie enough times, you keep repeating it, people eventually will buy into the lie. And then when you show them the truth and the facts, they won't believe it anyways, right? They will not change their mind. This is what happened in the Nazi Germany, right?
Yep.
So Mengele and Hitler, they just kept saying bullshit. And people, you know, the Jews are bad. Most Germans didn't think the Jews were bad, but they said enough times, like, okay, they must be bad. You know, and either they didn't do anything to save these people, you know, or they actually got involved in their massacre. But this is crowd behavior. This is crowd violence. You know, this is the human condition, and we're better than that. If we don't change how we think, okay, then we're no different than an animal. You know, I used to teach psychology of violence at one of the universities in California for a long time, and you know, I looked at all the statistics. And before anybody calls me a racist, okay, I got 3 black children. I got a black ex-wife. My wife is a Muslim Indonesian, all right? So I'm not a racist, but, you know, but I'm a realist, right? I look at things and go, okay, look at the facts, you know? And here's the thing, you know, when you look at, for example, crime statistics in America, you know, and when I looked at them the last time, so you had 13% of the population committing 65% of the crimes, 85% of the assaults on white people from black people, 93% of murders were committed from black on blacks from men under the age of 23. And so, and I remember, you know, and I wasn't judging. I asked my students, I said, Why do you think this is? Write me an essay, and kind of explain your perspective on this. What do you think is going on here? Why is that, right? Everybody quickly wanted to blame, socioeconomics, because, they were born into this environment and, they were brainwashed into this stuff. And I said, so what you're telling me is they can't think for themselves, right? So that's what you're telling me. And so whether you're a Christian or an evolutionist, even the Bible says at some point you have to put away your childish ways, right? Which is usually in your teenage years. I mean, you can't grow up and be an adult and say, well, I was molested when I was a kid, so I'm going to do it. Hey, man, you're a human being. You're not an animal. Use your brain. But it's easy just to go ahead and absolve your own responsibility. Well, I was raised this way, so that's why I'm going to, rob this person, rape that person, do bad things, because it's not my fault. It's their fault. It's your fault, right? It's always somebody else's fault.
That sounds like a Democrat talking point, Dale.
Yeah, but I'm pointing exactly, right? And so,
your victimhood is what the Democrats sell, right? They don't do what you do, which is try to make a better human being out of the people that come into your courses, training, and all that stuff. Dale, we got about 2 minutes left. I want you to close out any way you like to the audience. But yes, we're going to hang on there until the shit hits the fan. When it hits the fan this time, people, it's going to be turned on high. All I got to say, Dale, close out. Go ahead, man.
I would say power to the people, man. But you know what? That's what it's going to take. It's going to be the people that are going to have to make the change, because the politicians are not going to do it. They're not going to do it. The conservatives have been neutered. I don't know what's going on there. You got a lot of rhinos in there and they're just not doing their jobs. You got some good people that want to do it, but they're encumbered by, the rhinos in the middle and definitely the leftists. The politicians are not going to defend you. They're not going to change our way of life other than in a negative way. The only way we're going to save ourselves is we're going to have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to grab our balls, put the cell phone down, the games down, and we're going to have to maybe do without for a while. But that's what it's going to take to save our freedom. You're just going to have to give up some liberty for a minute to fight for your freedom and your children's freedom. So, power to the people.
Power to the people. Dale Comstock, thank you very much. Pleasure having you. What a fast hour this has been, everyone. Have a great night. Thanks, Dale. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.